Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2.
It's your girl Whitney back for the What's Really Good podcast. Your girl Whitney, aka Pam Beasley, aka a young black queen. We here for episode 2. Coming in with my girl
Megan, aka Sexy Meg, aka Danny B, aka whatever you want to call me. Also, we have a special guest. We have my beloved best friend, and she goes by the name of
Coco Chanel.
Hey, real one, repping the 229 home team always. So she's here just giving some insight on the topics we're going to discuss today. Speaking of, we're going to go ahead and get started.
What you know good, Meg?
What I know good, my alma mater, Westover Comprehensive High School, home of the Mighty Patriots, graduated a whopping 350 graduates on today. They also have 43 students to qualify to be able to go to college with college credits, and some of them already have associate's degrees, like an associate degree graduating high school. If that's not what I know good, I don't know what is.
That's dope. Like, when we were in high school, I don't feel like they had stuff like that.
We did.
They had, right, we did it.
They said go to the military.
That was our option. And
they said take the ass belt. That was the way out.
And that wasn't my ass belt, so they weren't going to take me.
So these young kings and queens stepping into the world with associate degrees, they doing the thing. And I'm proud of them. I'm proud of my alma mater. Like, we doing dope stuff. So shout out to that, what you know good. Speaking of high school graduates, my what you know good is a high school senior, Randolph Ross. He is actually coming out of high school a track star. He had a lot of options to go to a lot of different schools, and one of them was University of South Carolina, one of them was Ohio State, and during his reveal, he revealed that he was going to North Carolina A&T, which, if you don't know, shout out, is a HBCU. Everybody in our presence, Coco, Meg, and myself, we all attend the HBCUs, and we love our HBCUs, and I love that young black people are choosing HBCUs, because I think young athletes are driven to go to, like, D1, PWIs, and I love the fact that he chose the HBCU. That's so dope. Like, I'm here for it. Shout out. That's my what you know good for today. Like, shout out to him choosing the HBCU, taking that path. Like, he about to go there and get the blackest experience that he can. And he gonna come out with a degree, and he gets to do what he loves, which is run track. So, that's my what you know good. Y'all had anything to say about that? I know we all went to HBCU, so go we all real proud. Like, the Aggies, yeah. That's a big, big HBCU. They have a dope homecoming, so shout out to Randolph Ross. He about to turn up.
He gonna run trials,
but he gonna turn up too.
All right, so that is our what do we know good. Moving right along, we have our this or that section, and this time we wanted to, you know, really hit home with the this or that.
Something grown and sexy,
you know. So this or that, would you rather have sex in the daytime or rather have sex in the nighttime? Sending that question to you, Miss Chanel.
Day sex is the best sex for me, because you get the full experience during the day. At night, you know, everything's all calmed down and all that. You're getting ready to go to bed. No, give it to me during the day. Send me on my way. Let me go to work. Let me do what I gotta do, and I'll be happy.
Exactly.
During the day, and then we can, you know, do whatever at night. But day sex is the best sex for me. That's my opinion.
I definitely agree with Coco. Day sex to me, you really morning sex, but day sex, anytime while the sun is up, I feel like it gives you an extra energy. It's like a 5-hour energy shot. Once you get that, you know, that daddy dick, or whoever you want to call him.
Not the daddy dick!
Please elaborate. Elaborate for the people who might not know what daddy dick is.
Okay, according to Webster's Dictionary. some would like to call daddy dick a good grade of dick. Okay, ooh, there's lip dick. There's small dick. There's different levels. levels of being
a therapist, you know.
Exactly. And there's, you know, immature dick. It's just so many levels of dick. Daddy dick, the type of dick that you get during the day to set you straight for the rest of the day. And so, me, I am going to choose daytime sex. Whitney?
What?
I think I'm on the opposing end. I'm losing 2-1, but I gotta go with nighttime. I like it in the nighttime. I might be a freak like that, I don't know. But I like it, the lights off. Like, so I feel like when you're having daytime sex, you know, it's just so much sunlight coming in.
Close the curtains.
But, I mean, you can't close the curtains, look. I done had somebody had them black curtains and you thought it was nighttime. But, I liked that. That was cool, daytime sex. Black curtains, it was cool. But I'm a nighttime type of girl because I just feel like I like to sip a little before I get down, get dirty. And it's just better to me. To me, my personal opinion, at night. You know, I'm a nighttime type of girl. So, I'm on the opposing end. I like it whenever, you know, whenever I can get it. But I'm going to go with the nighttime. I'm that.
Okay, that's real. I like that. I mean, I do like both, but you already know what it is.
Your preference is the daytime.
All right, another this or that. So, it's this big controversy about, do you put sugar in your grits or do you put salt in your grits? Me, I'm a down south Georgia girl. I put salt, butter, and a little cheese. Huh? And some pepper. Salt, butter, pepper, and cheese is how I like my grits sopped up real
Coco,
nice.
Coco, you looking like...
I thought you said greens.
Oh, no. Greens.
The salt part for greens is cool, too. But no, for your grits.
Okay.
Salt grits, or sugar?
No sugar. Salt.
Okay.
I like salt, black pepper, butter, cheese. I mean, the basics. That's how it's supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. And I also cook my grits with milk to make them more creamy.
Yep.
That's the best way. That is the best way.
I like that. Salt all day. I'm a down south Georgia girl, too. Salt, butter, a little cheese if I'm feeling it that day. But definitely salt, black pepper, and a little butter. I don't know who does sugar in their grits. We need to do a poll on that because I'm still trying to figure out who out here putting sugar in their grits. Because I feel like sugar's for oatmeal. I'm not an oatmeal type of girl, but...
Oatmeal, cream of wheat.
Right! Like, you push sugar in your cereal, but in your
porridge.
If you want to be Goldilocks, you put it in your porridge, but in your grits.
I ain't trying to eat no sweet grits. I'm sorry.
That was going to be oatmeal.
I promise you, if you give me some grits with sugar in it, I'm dumping it in the trash can right then and there.
Yeah,
and I don't turn down too much food. Sugar in the grits, no man.
Hard pass.
We pouring that out.
So we are all in agreement. It's nothing but salt this way. Not sure what y'all do anywhere else, but yeah, we salting it up.
That wasn't even this or that. That's just this. We just doing salt. That's it. But moving right along into our topics, we want to kind of do a recap of our last episode. We had some topics, and we talked about Jason Mitchell, and he had his alleged misconduct. And he got dropped from his show, The Shy. He got dropped from his agency. And I told y'all, the story was developing. So, it has developed.
It has developed.
We've learned a lot more about our Jason Mitchell.
Doing
I don't even want to say our good people, but Jason Mitchell, he out here.
As a low-down dirty dog.
He out here doing some bad shit. Like, we ain't with what, you know, what's out there, what they saying about Jason Mitchell. So basically, one of his co-stars from The Shy, Tiffany Boom, she dropped that he basically made her feel uncomfortable on set. He was making passes at her, making her feel uncomfortable. Now, I'm going to give you a little backstory. She does play his girlfriend on the show, The Shy. I haven't actually watched the show. I'm not sure. Have y'all ever watched it?
I haven't.
I do want to get into it because Lena Waithe produces and I think she writes for it. And here at What's Really Good, we love Lena. We put her on a pedestal. That's a black queen out here doing real good stuff. So we gonna keep watching the show, or we gonna start watching the show. But Jason Mitchell, I ain't saying we canceling you, but I'm just saying you out here doing some fuck shit. So basically, his co-star accused him of making her feel uncomfortable, making passes at her, making her feel uncomfortable. And so I know we spoke on it last, and we said, you know, I kind of said, you know, he might be being accused of this stuff because he's black, and you know, but at the end of the day, the rest of the story came out, it developed, and it came to find out that he was really making good sis feel uncomfortable on set, and that's not cool. Like in a workspace, I feel like we all come there to do our job. You know, they're actors, but at the end of the day, that's their job. That's what they get paid to do. We don't need to go out there making nobody feel uncomfortable. Like, if you made a pass at her, maybe you liked her, you said, hey, I like you, and she was like, no, I'm good, we work together. Because you know how that is with coworkers. You don't make no pass. Like, y'all agree? Like, if somebody at your job was to come up to you and be like, hey, I like you, but you didn't like them, would you?
HR?
Right, HR, and then, yeah. But like you said, nah, I'm not fucking with you, and they keep but making passes, they keep doing stuff like that.
I've had that happen to me, actually recently, I've had that happen to me, and now the guy, he doesn't speak to me at all, he's actually a married man. Ooh. And I told him that, no, I'm not messing with no married man, no nothing, no none of that, he's a good looking man, but I don't mess with married men, I'm sorry, that's just something that I don't do.
In the words of Nene Leakes, your lips close to marry me.
Right. Because it will come and bite you in the ass. I want to be married one day and be happy, and I don't want these floozies out here messing with my man. But back to the story. Now he doesn't speak to me, which is fine. It's plenty of other men that do speak to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just because I wouldn't talk to him and give him my number and wouldn't give him the time of day, now it's just like, right, an awkward situation,
and
really,
that's uncomfortable because your workplace is somewhere you have to go at, you know, most every day, and you don't want to feel uncomfortable in your workspace. And for him, on the flip side, for him, like, this has caused you basically your career. Like, he got dropped. He not only got dropped from his agency, he got dropped from the Shy, but he also had a deal in the works with Netflix, and he was about to be a star on a movie in Netflix.
Yeah, all that's over.
All is over. Dropped him from it all.
And, just because you want to be a nasty man.
You want to be, you know, you don't want to let it go. Like, no means no. And that's for everybody. Females, men, no means no. Like, and that's on whatever plane. Even if you ask somebody on a date, they say no, no means no.
So. Yeah, so we are definitely disappointed in our Eazy-E character.
So disappointed.
I find myself disappointed.
Like, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I find myself disappointed in a lot of these men. It seems like a lot of misconduct, sexual allegations are coming to head. Now, they are just allegations, but half of them have been true. Half of them are people trying to get money, but half of them are true. And we know it's true. Y'all know how y'all homeboys are. You know how how people get when they're too, you know, too excited, or you know, who think they have power. So that's something that we need to address. I don't know how we're going to address it. I just think it starts at home. I have two brothers. They would never disrespect a woman, never go past a no, because we taught them well. We taught them well. And I just really hope that we can create a better
environment,
yes,
for them. And like, yes, that's a good point. You know, we gotta bring, and not only our males, we gotta bring our daughters up as well, because you know, essentially a woman could be in the same situation where maybe, you know, she made a pass at a guy and didn't get the hint, like, you know, he's not feeling her, and would continue trying to pursue her. So we gotta definitely give our, you know, raise them up right, and you know, let people know, like, you have to see signs. Someone may not say no right out, and that's a big thing going on right now with the, you know, the Me Too movement or whatever. You can say, someone can say, like, you know, hey, you know, I'm not really feeling that, and you might take that as, oh, you know, maybe I ain't smell good that day or something, but I'm gonna try again tomorrow. But no, like, no means no, and if somebody ain't feeling you, then just keep it moving.
Yep.
Yeah, moving right along. We're going to dive into our topics for today. I think our first topic is Monique. Maybe if you want to go into what Monique did. And we love Monique.
You know,
stan Monique.
Well, I'm not really a big stan person, so I just love her.
But recently, she ain't been having stan behavior. But
so
Monique,
who is currently married and is in an open relationship, she believes that a man should be able to do what makes him happy, and if that means he has to go outside the marriage and have sex, that's okay with her. So my question is, what lengths would you go to make your man happy, man or woman happy, and is infidelity totally off limits, or are we calling it something different? Monique's stance is, you know, I know where home is. He knows where home is. Sometimes a man has an urge. And my thing is, that is all true. All of that is true. But they should be single. That's my opinion. But I feel of course men are going to want to go out and they want to explore. They may want to see if they still got it. That's okay. But be single until you're ready and you know all I want is one woman's body. This is the only person that, you know, makes my Jimmy jump.
Right.
Like, that's what it should be. Like, it's okay to be it should be okay to be monogamous. Right. Like,
especially if you're in a marriage.
Especially if you're in a marriage. Because you done made a binding contract, a legal agreement to be with this woman. Why, if you wanted to, you know, go test the waters and still see if you got it at 50 years old, you up here, you know, having sex with half the girls half your age? How does that make you strong? I just had so many questions about the situation. So I just took it as different strokes for different folks. I definitely do not agree, because if you're with me, you're with me. I get if you want to go play in another girl's vagina, that's fine. go do that. But you can be single and do that. Like, it's like people feel like there's no control, you know, or we're connected by something. If you're not happy, nobody is. Like, when you're with somebody, you should
probably support.
Nobody's forcing you to do that. It's like we make that choice. It's like, okay, I like this person a lot. I'm going to rock with this person.
Right.
Like, this is who I see myself rocking with. This is who I want to go home to. This is who I want to make kids with. This is who I want to be with. Men make those choices every day. And then men make another choice. Okay. I want to be single. I don't want to do nothing. Or I want to just have my freedom. So at what point are we willing to make our man happy? To be with them and still let them enjoy their lives, but know where home is? Or say, you know what? I do understand you're still growing. See you soon. Right. What would you do?
And I agree with you. To talk more on the Monique thing, I agree completely with what you feel on the Monique situation. And I agree, it's case by case. Like, if that works for their situation, if an open relationship works for your situation, so be it. But Monique made the statement of, we as black women should let our black kings, you know, step out and be in open relationships to make them happy.
That's where I have to disagree with her.
Because if that works for your situation, then go for it. But you don't put that on all the black queens, because we ain't all out here want to do that. Some of us just want to be in a monogamous relationship. And if you want to see different people, then I can switch my wig up and I can change my clothes.
I can be whoever you want me to be.
I can be whatever you want me to be.
Except a white woman.
But I think her statement as, we as black women need to let our black kings roam. Because no, I completely disagree. And as far as on the situation of how open relationships should work, I'm in a disagreement with open relationships. It seems like, you know, y'all are too.
Right.
So, you know, no. I don't think that would work. But, like your question you posed, how far would you go, or what lengths would you go to make your man happy?
Exactly. Because
there's some things out there that, you know, I would be open to doing. But, to, you know, make my man happy, but an open relationship definitely ain't one of them.
Exactly. So that's the question. So, like, Teyana Taylor, she's married as well, and her and her husband have threesomes. I don't know how often it is, but it has occurred before, because that's the agreement in the relationship, because that's what he likes. Sometimes he wants another woman and he wants both his women at the same time.
But that's something that they do together. I feel like that's cool. If y'all, if that's your thing, if that's your steeze, if you want to do something together. But having you out here, like, you just, you can just go, you get a pass. I think some women call it a pass, a hall pass. I ain't with that, you know. Yeah. But if you, if you're open to threesomes, that's cool. How do y'all feel about that in a relationship? Like, if you was in a monogamous relationship.
Open to threesomes?
Yeah.
I feel like you should do that only if, well, it has to be a trust level.
Yeah,
it has to be a trust level. But being in just a relationship, like boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, I don't think things like that should happen. Because, you know, you're not, nothing is solidified.
Right.
Nothing is solidified at all. But in a marriage, if y'all come to that agreement in a marriage, and if there's something that, you know, both ends want to do, and nobody is gonna feel, you know, anyway the next day.
Right.
Then you, cause you still have to deal with it. You gotta be like, dang, like, my man really just fucked the hell out of this bitch or whatever.
And I was sitting there looking
So it's like, me, I don't think, because I'm selfish and I'm jealous about my dick, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So
what's mine is mine, and
I don't think that I'll ever do it. But it's women out there that do it. So that's just my, you gotta, not saying that I don't trust, but I'm just jealous and I'm selfish. If you want me to do something different to spice up our sex life or whatever, let me know. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm down. We together. Right. We can do whatever you need.
Another person?
I can't.
And how I feel on that is basically, I'm cool with the threesome thing, but if I'm in a monogamous relationship, no. Like, I feel like a threesome is something, and I guess I'm on the opposing end of what you said. You know, you were like in a boyfriend-girlfriend stage, then, nah, I'm still not feeling that. But I feel like boyfriend-girlfriend stage, that might be where I'm okay with the threesome. But likewise. Now, if we're married, I'm at the point where anything experimental is between you and me. But at the boyfriend-girlfriend stage, and even, you know, if we talking, I think a threesome is cool, you know, and we can go and talk about how and who we want to add into our situation, just not to make it like a big thing, because, you know, it depending on who the person is, that could, you know, be an awkward situation. And like, going back on what you said, you know, things can get, you know, out of hand. But I would be more comfortable doing that with a boyfriend, or, you know, just someone I'm messing with.
Another thing, most threesomes that happen in relationships are just with another woman. Mm-hmm. How would you feel if another man is sitting here loving and rubbing and touching on me and giving me the daddy dick? Giving me the daddy dick.
Come on.
How would you feel if that happens? So that's another situation. In most relationships, when they do have threesomes, is with another female. It's not with another male.
Which brings me to my stance into being as to why men, you know, when we give into the will of, oh, I wanna do this, I wanna experiment, it's never women do it. Women do say, hey, right. I wanna do this and then third.
For sure.
But 9 times out of 10, it's the men introducing these thoughts, these processes. And it's like, dang, like, I get that you feel that way, you wanna do all the freaky stuff, but find somebody, you know. I don't know. I feel like if you want to do all that freaky stuff, you need to be solo.
It's case by case.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you want to bring another woman in a situation, you need to be solo.
Right.
Because you only have one dick. Well, who else? What the other girl gonna be doing during the time? I'm not doing nothing to the other woman now. So it's just very confusing to me. Like, am I supposed to touch her?
But I agree that it's something that should be talked about beforehand. Like, if you're gonna bring up a threesome, or you're gonna bring up anything experimental, it needs to be talked about beforehand. And that brings up another topic that I don't know if y'all do this with y'all sexual partners or whatever. Do you have a conversation about, yeah, especially if you're in a relationship, but do you have a conversation about, you know, if y'all want to experiment, do y'all have a conversation beforehand? Like, you know, we gonna do
now,
this,
honestly,
or do it just pop up?
Honestly, I've talked about it. In my relationship, we've talked about it.
That's a good point, because Coco is in a relationship, so.
He actually wanted a threesome for his birthday. Okay. He wanted a threesome for his birthday. And it was a conversation that was brought up months before his birthday.
Does that count as a gift?
No.
No? No. That's not a gift. Okay. I just asked.
Yeah, he just wanted to do it. And I'm just like, that'll make me feel uncomfortable. Do you just have somebody that made me think, like, do you have somebody out here that you want to have sex with? Like, what's going on? Like, that raised a lot of questions and a lot of red flags in my head. Like, damn, am I not doing something right? Do I need to switch up my game? Like, right. What's going on? But we kind of came to the conclusion. Well, we did come to the conclusion that we weren't going to do it because he didn't want to make me feel uncomfortable, and he know that I wasn't fucking with that campaign. So, but we have talked about it. He was like, no, you choose who you want. Right. So, I mean, he actually told me, he was like, no, I'm not going to choose nobody. You choose who you want. If you do want to do it, he was like, you choose who you want to bring into this thing. Okay. I'm not going to choose it.
And agreed, like, okay, this is a cool situation for us both. But he was like, you pick the person.
Yeah, you pick
to the make, person. And do you think that was like to make you feel comfortable, or that was just like him being him?
I think it was like on both spectrums, because when he first asked, I was like, oh, hell no, you just want to do this, you just want to do that.
You
it
just
want
to like, fuck off on another bitch.
And then he was like, no, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. You go out, you choose who you want to choose, you got somebody in mind, whatever. And he was telling me, that he's not gonna do certain things that he would do to me, to her. It was just something that he wanted to do just to spice up, the bedroom or whatever. But we came to the conclusion, no, we did not have a threesome for his birthday. We actually went out, got drunk, went home, went to bed. So
that's always a move.
That was it. But yeah.
All right, so I feel like we, that's a very trying topic. And to me, I think another thing that can be pigged off that is like moving past Monique, moving past doing things to make your man happy. Relationships, are they as serious as they used to be? Have we gotten laxed in relationships trying to, do the new norm? Because if we think about it, our grandparents, our uncles, aunts, we see a lot of them in long, long relationships. Mm-hmm. We also see outside children, but it becomes a cousin or somebody that we don't hear about it. We just see it, and then years later, we hear the story. So it was like, it was sacred. They realized the bond was sacred. Even if the man cheated, it was still sacred to keep the man and wife together and to move past the infidelity, move past all of that. And threesomes, what is that? So it was just crazy to see how us millennials.
So you don't think our grandparents was having threesomes?
Not where it's like talked about and shared amongst people.
No.
Back then, they were very, very picky on how they shared their information, especially when you're stepping out, especially when you're doing stuff. If you heard about it, you heard it because somebody got caught,
right.
Not because they told you themselves they was doing dirt.
That's
true. So it's just like it was dirt back then. Now it's just like sexual liberation is how we like to call it. I don't know. It's very tricky. I personally, my boyfriend, I would not mind a threesome, but it's gonna have to be with another man. What am I gonna do with a woman? I'm not about to touch her pussy. I'm not about to suck a nipple. I'm not about to do nothing. So like, and most men don't want to do that. Most men only want a girl. So I like, that's why I'm just so torn with the situation. But my girl got something to say. What you got to say?
To piggyback off what you said about the grandparents relationships being a bond, I actually have my granddad. I call him my granddad. He's been my granddad. I didn't even know him in my grandmother wasn't married until I got older. They've been together, I'm almost 30, and they've been together before I was born. So it's like that they've been together so long that people actually think that they're married, and that's how that's how relationships were back then. They're actually like common law married. I don't even think common law marriage is a thing.
It is a thing.
It's still a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
It's a thing in black households.
Yeah, Yeah, but I didn't even, you know, I knew that my mom had another dad and that wasn't her real dad or whatever. I know that now, but my grandma and my granddad have been together for over 30 years and they're not even married, you know, but everything they do is together.
Right.
You know, we don't know about nothing that goes on in their household, how people express things on social media and all this and all that. They didn't have none of that back then, but you know, everything is different
but that's
now.
That's relatable. In black household, that's relatable because I got a auntie who is been in a relationship for a long, long time, and they're not married, but they're common law married, so, and that's just the norm. Like, yeah. I don't even think we even, in some situations, we don't even question. Like, mm-hmm. You don't even question. You're just like, hey, that's my uncle, that's my auntie, right. And that's just how, that's a norm. That's not
because
even a new
it's
norm.
Not
that
talked
is a,
about.
That's been a norm. Right.
It becomes, they know about sacredness. They're not sharing their business everywhere. If we know they're not legally married because we heard, like, we just heard around.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Not because they told us. We still wouldn't even know because we still haven't heard from the horse's mouth, if that makes sense. So I do think that in relationships, we have to get back to being sacred with each other, being honest with one another, because if you're feeling ways like, okay, what's going on? Talk to me. You need to take a break. Well, I just feel like it needs to be more communication so that certain things, one, don't have to occur, or if you do want to do it, we can see why you want to do it. Because I feel like it's always a reason why. Not because you're horny. Everybody horny. Now, I'm horny. I don't want three niggas, you know, fucking me. So it's just like,
not all at one time.
So it's just levels to how relationships are. And I do believe we need to get back to the strong, sacred, loving,
right,
peaceful, happy. Right. If some stuff does go down,
if that works for you,
truly, if that works for you. But I see, because with Teyana Taylor, it was a whole bunch of mess going on. Mm-hmm. About this threesome and how he had got a girl pregnant. While that was false, because they have opened their information up to us, the people have ran with it.
Mm-hmm. It allows other people into something that could be sacred.
We didn't even have to know about
right.
it.
Exactly. You know what people do. People gonna, you know, think of anything, start talking out the side of their neck and say anything is this. It was like he had a baby, oh, because of from the side girl and all this other kind of mess, which is totally was proven to be false. Meanwhile, Jada and Will apparently have been swingers for years and nobody knew.
Allegedly.
It's still alleged.
They still denying them claims.
But they call each other partners and are very free, and so we're gonna let your mom do what it does.
Figure out what's going on, because dang, but again, that brings it back to they keep their stuff in. Like, if they doing something, they're not gonna let you know to the public. No, that's my partner in life, and that's just that on that. No, we're not swingers. No, because that's nobody else's business. And truly, I think in this social media age, everybody want to put stuff out. And just like going back to the Monique situation, she's telling us, you know, y'all need to do this for your man. Nah, I do what works for me in my relationship. If what works for me in my relationship is telling the world that we out here swinging and we out here having threesomes, then okay, so be it. But that don't work for everybody. And that's not everybody's steez. And I think that was the issue that a lot of people was having with Monique. And shoot, Monique always in the media for saying some wild stuff. And I think it was on one of her comedy acts or whatever, so she might have been throwing it in there as a joke or whatever, but we already know she's in an open relationship, and she's kind of spewed this before, so that was really a good way to, you know, bring that in and bring that together. But I definitely think that that might work for you, or that might work for other people, but that's definitely not for everybody.
So this brings us to a close of our episode 2.
Right.
It's a wrap. Thank you, Coconut. That's what I call her.
Thank you all for having me.
Yes,
I enjoyed myself. I really did. I really enjoyed.
Awesome episode of What's Really Good. I think we did really good.
Yes, so please, after you listen to the podcast, give us feedback. You can follow me on Facebook, Megan Lewis. You can follow me on my Snapchat, Sexy Meg, or my Instagram, underscore.
Underscores. I was like, bro, I did not realize you changed your name. I was like, why she got all these underscores? But you told me why, and I get it. But say for me, follow me on Instagram, say cheese underscore underscore. Follow me on Twitter at cucumber cool. We're on all platforms. The podcast is everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on Anchor. We'll send out the link. Follow us, like, share, subscribe.
Yes. Make sure you give us feedback. We appreciate feedback. It helps us know what to do in our next one or what to talk about or just to hear what you guys are saying. Okay. So,
Coco, where can they follow you? Where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Cedrica Covies. And you can follow me on Instagram at Coco with a K underscore cocaine with a K. Yeah, but that's it for me. Thank you all for having me.
Of course. Evening. I love you so much. Okay, so Whitney has an idea. We're going to go ahead and just end this with the game we've been thinking about playing for a minute. So go ahead, take control, sissy.
So since we got a little more time, we're gonna play One Gotta Go. Cause I've been wanting to add that into the pod. Y'all wanna do that real quick?
Yeah.
One Gotta Go. Alright, so I think we're gonna do I saw this one on Twitter. Twitter stay having a One Gotta Go. And we'll do One Gotta Go actresses. And it's black actresses, so you know, we wanna do that. Like, let's do it. So the one I saw on Twitter was Gabrielle Union, Taraji P. Henson, Kerry Washington, and Sanaa Lathan. One gotta go. We're gonna do this real quick to end the pod. On a fun note,
my one that has to go is
no. First, do your who has to stay first.
Who has to stay?
Yeah,
Taraji P. That's my girl. Taraji P. Gotta stay. I'm down with her through whatever. The one that has to go. The one that has to go, Kerry Washington. She gotta go.
So you keeping Taraji, you keeping Gab, and you keeping Sanaa.
I'm keeping them.
Kerry gotta go.
Kerry gotta go.
For me, and y'all might hate me, the pod might hate me, but I'm gonna give you who gotta stay. Gab gotta stay. First off the board, she gotta stay. Sanaa definitely has to stay. Loving basketball, I gotta keep that all day. And I'm keeping Gab for Bring It On, just period. And also Kerry Washington gotta stay because I love Say the Last Dance. And even though she didn't have a big role, I still love her in that. I'm sorry, I'm sending Cookie Lyons, Taraji P. I love you so much. I did like Baby Boy, but I'm sending Taraji. Sorry.
Okay, and so I'm going to actually keep Taraji because she did her thing in Baby Boy.
Wow.
I'm keeping Taraji.
You love Baby Boy.
Okay, chill.
I do love Baby Boy.
I do. Jody, my Jody, goddamn.
Jody, my Jody.
So, yes, I'm going to keep Taraji. I'm going to keep Gabrielle. I'm going to keep Sanaa. And unfortunately, Kerry, you are
dismissed.
So y'all dismissed. Kerry, y'all not gonna keep her. I don't know what she played in. Say the Last Dance.
Absolutely not. All okay. I know is a white girl that Say the Last Dance.
Exactly. It was shout out to Julia Stiles.
She did not say the dance.
Okay, well, when one gotta go, that'd be everything they ever did gotta go. And I can't stand Say the Last Dance.
So
I also have one like that, except it's called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh,
and so I have three gentlemen on the dock. It for Fuck, Marry, Kill. Are we going? We have Michael B. Jordan. We have Idris Elba. We have Terrence Howard. Who are you gonna fuck, marry, and kill?
All right. So you already know I'm marrying Idris because that means we can fuck for life. I'm fucking Michael B. Jordan. And sorry, Terrence. Love you, but I gotta kill you.
Okay. I'm going to marry Terrence Howard. I'm going to fuck Michael B. Jordan. Idris, I'm going to have to see you later.
Wow, you're going to kill that tall piece of chocolate.
Do you not know what Terrence Howard, that man is? Oh, my God.
Okay. Main.
Oh.
Well, for me, I'm going to marry my Michael B. Jordan. I got to marry him. I got to. I'm gonna fuck Ildris and I gotta kill Terrence. I'm sorry.
We killing Terrence. He gotta I gotta
slice him with my machete.
Oh my goodness. Why you gotta take it so far?
Okay, Jason's shit.
I know, Michael Myers face.
Oh, the whole machete. You gonna push him off a bridge.
You want blood on your hands. Sorry, she is from the 229. But thank you guys for listening to us. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you rate us. And also, I told you, we need that feedback. All right? Signing off. Until next time.
Until next time. What's really good?